Hi again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, a radio program with the folks that somehow get the job done, regardless of the daily circumstance, our state's farm and ranch families. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer group of farmers who work to promote corn both in our state and around the globe. Over the many years, more than a few folks have asked me if I ever considered returning to the Wooster operation in Lyman County, and each time my answer's been no. Simple reason, I can't build anything and I sure as heck can't fix anything. Add to that that change is difficult for the old guy, while it's easy to see why I stayed in Sioux Falls after leaving SDSU. When you think about just the past several years and everything that's happened to our food producers, change has been the operative word. We all know about the supply chain crisis, so burden the ag industry. Production shutdowns, pandemic fallout, global unrest, to name just a few, have hit hard, forcing all segments of our industry, especially production agriculture, to adjust, and often on short notice. According to USDA data, crop inputs such as chemicals, fertilizer, and seeds make up roughly 28% of farmers' total spending, while labor accounts for another 14%. It makes little difference who's responsible. Bottom line is that planting time and throughout the growing season, the folks who raise our crops must deal with weeds, insects, and diseases, which can significantly limit or even destroy their potential yield. For years and years, farmers have been using scientific advances to deal with those problems. Today is no different, as farmers adjust to their purchases based upon the availability of fertilizer, seed, and pesticides. I should mention that glyphosate and glufosinate availability have been particularly problematic. However, with all that's going on this spring, including the drought, I'm betting on our farm folks to continue to grow more bushels per acre using less inputs and less acres of land per bushel. They've been doing that for a long time, and I speak for so many when I extend a huge way to go. Hey, next week in the special, on behalf of everybody at South Dakota Corn, all of you moms and grandmas, have a happy Mother's Day.